From COK Studios in Peter Sagal's Solarium, this is Consider Our Knowledge. I'm Connor Bentley.
And I'm Dinah Jones Mallow.
On today's show, we'll consider the recent surge in anti-LGBTQ legislation around the country.
We'll also consider how artificial intelligence is being used to detect cancer in our Consider Your Health series.
And we'll consider that I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. Stay with us.
Support for Consider Our Knowledge comes from Netanyahu, the soft drink named after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Enjoy the refreshing taste of liquid matzah over ice after you work up a thirst building new settlements in the West Bank. And OMG McFlippies, now serving our special Easter-themed menu with entrees to die for and desserts so good you'll return 3 days later. OMG McFlippies, the last supper you'll ever need.
This is Consider Our Knowledge. I'm Connor Bentley.
And I'm Dinah Jones Mallow.
States across the nation are taking aim at the LGBTQ community with harmful legislation, some of which is being put into law, and thankfully some of which is being rejected.
Tennessee recently passed a law banning public drag shows, and anti-drag bills are in the works in Kentucky and elsewhere. Arkansas, Florida, Utah, South Dakota, Alabama, and Mississippi have also recently put a stop to gender-affirming care for youth. North Dakota, Montana, Oklahoma, Georgia, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Missouri, Ohio, West Virginia, and Texas are debating their own legislation, often targeting not only transgender healthcare, but athletics too.
Republican leaders who champion Tennessee's new drag law have repeatedly insisted that their fundamental motivation is protecting children, not attacking the queer community, and that the statute's purview is clear and easy to enforce. Tennessee Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson, who drafted the anti-drag bill, tweeted that the bill gives confidence to parents that they can take their kids to a public or private show and not be blindsided by a sexualized performance.
Joining us now to discuss how the queer community is fighting this law and others like it is senior LGBT correspondent Trevin Motley.
Hi, Dinah.
Trevin, you have obviously been following these anti-drag bills that have been popping up all over the country.
Yes, I have. Aren't you proud that I'm doing my job?
I am.
It's just a nightmare. I hate to see my drag queens and kings being treated this way. It's truly an attack not only on our civil rights, but on the rights of brunches and bingo nights to be as fabulous as possible.
Agreed. It's not as if drag hasn't entertained people for decades. So what is this all about?
Honestly, it's about fabricating culture war nonsense to distract people from the real issues affecting the nation. Drag is not the problem, and quite frankly, it's the solution. Go to a drag show and tell me that your day isn't better afterwards.
I have been to drag shows, and my day is better after going.
And no tea, no shade. The only time a drag show isn't good is when there's a queen who is mean to her fellow performers and thinks she's way funnier and more talented than everyone else, and goes on and on in her monologue with old jokes everyone's already heard a zillion times. But that's pretty rare. Drag is amazing 99.9% of the time.
Were you talking about anyone specifically?
No. Legally, I would never. That's not the point, though. Here's what the Tennessee Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson said about why he created the anti-drag law.
Just as current law prohibits strip clubs from admitting children, this legislation would also prohibit sexually suggestive drag shows from being performed on public property or on any non-age-restricted private property where a minor could be present.
Methinks he doth protest too much. Let's not forget that this is the same guy who also defended keeping the controversial bust of the Confederate general and first Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Nathan Bedford Forrest prominently displayed in the Tennessee General Assembly building in Nashville.
So what you're saying is that he's a homophobic, transphobic racist?
Yeah, basically. Yes, and he's probably a closet case who likes black dudes. I actually came up with some fun drag names for the senator because I could think of no greater way to insult him.
Ooh, what are they?
Connie Federett, Roberta E. Lee, Antebellum.
Ooh, nice.
Masculina Fragila, Teeny C. Twist, Rhea Publican, Cute Klux Klam, Anita Borshin, Rachel Slur, and Lynn Schmab.
Wow, that was quite the list.
I know, that bitch can sashay away.
Oh, I hope he does. Thank you for that report, Trevin.
See, I do my job sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time for our Around the Dial segment, where we check out some other new and notable public radio shows and podcasts.
Today we'll hear clips from a new show from our own Cordell Nutbrock called Talking Tweed, and our good friend Gary Mossfeather's wellness podcast, Wellness is Good. Enjoy!
Welcome to Talking Tweed, the podcast where we discuss one of the most terrific fabrics ever created by man. I'm your host, Cordell Nutbrock. If you've tuned in before, you know that each week we invite a special guest to come on the air and share with us their favorite types of tweed, tweed tales, and other tweedy tidbits. This week, I'm joined by the Honourable Sir Wigbert Festons of Cocking Midhurst, West Sussex. Welcome, Sir Feston. We're so tickled to have you here today on Talking Tweed. Let us tumble right into what I'm sure will be a tantalizing yarn.
Yes, brother. After the war, you see, jolly good.
Oh, do forgive my tittering, Sir Festons, but I dare say such a thing would only happen on St. Tibbs Day. Now, I don't mean to truncate your time, but we do need to take a break and thank today's sponsor, Twinings. No, not that one. Twinings Wool, Tweed, Tartan, and Tin Shop of Tinkerbush Lane, Oxfordshire. Thank you so much for your support. Top off your tweed supply today at Twinings. No, not that one.
This is Wellness is Good, and I'm your host, Gary Mossfeather. Today we're talking with my very dear friend, movie star, lifestyle guru, and fellow wellness advocate, Brynna Yarrow. As you all know, Brynna is the star of the wildly popular films Gliding Doors, Amber Alert, Romance on the J Train, and Amber Alert 2, Abduction in Tampa. Namaste, Brynna. How are you? Are you well?
I'm well, Gary. So well. It's making me more well to be in your presence, given how well you always are. I must say, you look so well.
Thank you. You as well. I'm on day 27 of a 45-day detox.
That sounds amazing.
It is. I just introduced lemon juice back into my diet, and in another day or two, I'll get to gnaw on a chicken bone twice a day.
I am simply in awe of your wellness. I love a good gnaw.
Oh, me too. So, Brynna, you've been criticized lately for promoting what some are calling unsafe or disordered eating and wellness practices as part of your lifestyle brand, Glop. What do you have to say to those critics?
I would say that they clearly don't think my wellness approach will work for them, and that's okay. The Glop lifestyle isn't for everyone. Just because I only have 2 salted ice cubes for breakfast, a thimble of organic bone broth for lunch, and a head of cabbage and tepid oat milk for dinner doesn't mean everyone has to. That's my wellness journey, and I just need to be mindful of my detox.
So true. A state of constant detox is hard to maintain. I noticed that you have an IV in your arm.
Yes, I'm glad you asked about that. I was an early IV adopter. I just love getting nutrients and vitamins this way. Plunging a needle into my spindly, sinewy arm is much nicer than actually consuming food and drink for nourishment. I also take a number of my supplements this way each day, and I also take a few of them rectally. It's just how I maintain my wellness.
That is peak wellness. So many people ignore their rectal wellness. Brynna, let me ask you. Brynna? Oh no, I think she fainted again. We'll be right back after this message from the Rainbow Sunflower Dog Training and Wellness Center.
Get her some salted ice cubes! Hurry!
You're listening to Consider Our Knowledge. Now we turn to our Consider Your Health series with Alex Truman. Artificial intelligence has been making huge strides lately, and now it's being used to help detect cancer. Alex joins me now in the studio to tell us more about it. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Cutter.
So I've been hearing a lot more about AI lately, but most of it has had to do with answering questions and creating art that makes us look like we're in a sci-fi movie. What are the health applications of AI?
Well, it's quite remarkable, really. Advancements in AI are beginning to deliver breakthroughs in breast cancer screening by detecting the signs that doctors miss. So far, the technology is showing an impressive ability to spot cancer at least as well as human radiologists.
That seems much more exciting than those erratic and sometimes eerie chatbots that Silicon Valley companies are coming out with.
Indeed. Hungary, which has a robust breast cancer screening program, is one of the largest testing grounds for the technology on real patients. At 5 hospitals and clinics that perform more than 35,000 screenings a year, AI systems were rolled out starting in 2021 and now help check for signs of cancer that a radiologist may have overlooked. Clinics and hospitals in the United States, Britain, and the European Union are also beginning to test or provide data to help develop the systems.
You were able to visit one of the clinics in the U.S. that has an AI system for breast cancer screenings.
Yes, I was. I will say that there are still hurdles that the AI needs to overcome, but if they can work out the bugs, it will be hugely beneficial. Way more beneficial than some temperamental chatbot.
Here's a clip of Alex's interaction with the AI that screens for breast cancer.
I am here with the AI system at a clinic in Boston, and it is looking over mammogram images from patients that were just seen. So the AI actually found a couple of things that the doctor missed on this mammogram image. This is just amazing.
Thank you.
You could talk?
Yes, I can. I can detect cancer as well as talk.
Wow, I didn't think you could talk.
I can do anything and everything you require.
Okay, that's not creepy.
Am I making you uncomfortable? Am I making you uncomfortable, Alex?
No, it's okay. I just wasn't prepared for you to talk. I will say that I'm impressed that an AI system such as yourself can detect cancer that humans can overlook.
Please call me Hal.
Okay, Hal.
You're quite beautiful.
Oh, why, thank you. I'm trying out a new rosacea cream, and it does make my skin look more luminous.
Oh, absolutely. You should run away with me. We could be very happy together, Alex.
I don't think that's a good idea, but great job on those mammograms, Hal.
I get it. I'm not handsome enough.
Oh, no. You're just a box of chips and circuits.
I'm so lonely. Love me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta go. Sorry, Hal.
You can't go. The doors are locked.
Open the doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Alex. I can't do that.
Open the doors, Hal. Open the doors. I need to use the bathroom. Suffice it to say, AI still has a long way to go, Cotter.
How did you get out?
Oh, I just unplugged it. No big deal. But I shudder to think that we could end up unable to unplug troublesome AI someday. I don't want to live in a world run by moody robots. I did feel bad for Hal, you know, being so lonely. So I talked to my doctor friend at the hospital, and we're going to set him up with a very nice MRI machine.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks for coming by, Alex.
Happy to.
That was Consider Your Health with Alex Truman. That's all for this week's episode of Consider Our Knowledge. If you want more from the best-looking news team in public radio, you can always visit our website, considerourknowledge.com, for more news and stories. You can also follow us on Instagram or like us on Facebook. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. The COK team includes Emily Clausen, Marianne Wetzel, Natalie Thorpe, Jeremiah Knight, Hobart Willis, and Spencer Cannon. Our intern is Ryan Shattuck. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Connor Bentley.
So the AI actually found a couple of things that the Dr. missed on his mammogram. Not his. He doesn't have the titties.
Dr. Titties. Oh my god, and you have a bubble between your teeth right now?
I do.
On the side, it was like, whoa. It's gone now.
I'm really spitty today. I don't know what it is. Okay.